没，哎，没。I know I don't talk like everybody, praise God. But we go to church the same where I come from. You ought to leave like you done wrestled an alligator or a bear or something. Can I take this off? I mean, you ought to be wore slap out, praising God. I mean, just having a good time. Amen. Amen. I believe the house of God ought to be the most exciting place you and I go to. Amen. We don't need to walk in all mad and mean looking. And some place you go to, they look at you, Brother Clem, I dare you to bless me, preacher. I ain't moving. I ain't shouting. I'm going to act like something bad done happened. Amen. But not here, praise God. You come in, people are smiling, excited about what God's doing. I'll take that crowd any day, baby. Amen. I'm excited to be here ever since your preacher asked me. This has been on my calendar, and I have looked forward to this meeting more than anywhere else I've been in the past year. I promise. I mean it. Me and Travis talk all the time and say, man, we can't wait. And I've been talking about y'all. Everywhere I go, I'm like, man, there's a church in Gary, Indiana. You've got to get to it. So if y'all will encourage me, I promise you, I'll encourage you. And I'm not going to be the best preacher you ever heard. I won't be the best preacher this week. I promise you. But you won't never have nobody like doing it any more than I do. Amen. I just have fun doing it. Yeah. I've decided, preacher, that I'm going to enjoy Jesus as much, if not more, as I enjoyed the world. Amen. Amen. You ever seen somebody riding down the road headbanging? Man, it's just crazy music. Just dan, 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 dan. And then I come to church and I'm all like, I can at least enjoy God as much as they can enjoy the world. Amen. Ought to be exciting, praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, preacher. We're going to have a good time. Amen. A Catholic person could preach up here. Amen. Take your Bibles to Lamentation, please. Lamentation chapter number 3, verse 21. Thank you for the hotel. I drove up a long drive, praise God, but it was worth it. Amen. About got blown away. We had 29, 30-something tornadoes in North Carolina. And, man, I was going 30 miles an hour through the rain, but we got here, amen? And we won't be long this morning because I'm hungry, praise God. For those of y'all that just thought you'd slip in and slip out, you picked the right service. Because when the preacher's hungry, you lucked out, amen? Amen. I was there in Lamentations chapter 3. Say amen. All right. Let's stand up and read just a couple verses, and we will be seated. And you pray for me, and I'll pray for you. Lamentations 3, verse 21. The Bible says this: "This I recall to my mind, therefore have I hope." Amen. How many of you have found it necessary during hopeless times, you've got to rehearse some hopeful times? Hey, when times get bad here, you've got to remember some things. And God brought me out back then, so He'll bring me out right now. God paid the bill back then, so He's going to pay the bill right now. God's been too good back then, so right now He's got to come through. Amen. That's what church is all about. You get in God's presence, you start remembering some things. Amen. You say, how do I get hope, preacher? Just remember God. Praise God. Just think about the Lord. He said, this I recall to my mind. Therefore have I hope. Amen. Glad I got some hope. And watch, my favorite verse in the Bible. It says, it is of the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed. Oh, my soul, that'll make a Methodist want to run a lap. I'm going to read that again. Somebody just woke up. It is of the Lord's mercies. Hello. That we are not consumed because His compassions fail not. One more verse. They are new every morning. Great is Thy faithfulness. Lord, in Jesus' name, I thank You for Your Word. I thank You for Your Spirit. I thank You for mercy. And I thank You for the blood. Oh, my soul. I plead the blood over this place. I pray You bind every demon in hell. I pray You cast out every spirit not of God. I pray You to put a hedge around every heart. And I claim them in Jesus' name for God's glory, for God's purpose. And Lord, might Your presence be made manifest, Lord. Might our hearts be revived this week. Lord, might a marriage be touched, a teenager be washed. God, a young person set their heart on fire for the glory of God. I'm in the only place, Lord, that I need You more than I ever have. The scariest place to be alone is where I'm standing at right now this morning. But Lord, if You'd help us out, Lord, we sure would appreciate it. We're leaning on You, looking up to You, trusting Your Word. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And amen. You may be seated. I like this verse. It says, "It is of the Lord's mercies we are not consumed." Amen. Amen. And if I'll remember God's mercies, I got me some hope. Praise God. That means you can talk about me, but I still got some hope. That means you can fire me, but I still got some hope. That means the devil can do everything he can to knock me out and knock me down, but as long as I got King Jesus, I don't need nobody else. Amen. In North Carolina, they say, "Hallelujah!" Goes right there. Amen! Praise God. It says it's of God's mercies. Amen. I don't know much about the economy, but I know something about mercy. I don't know what the Democrats or the Republicans are going to do, but I know something about mercy. I don't know much about the stock market. I'm not a very rich man, but when it comes to the mercy of God, praise God, a tear begins to well up in my eye, a shout begins to stir up in my soul, and all of a sudden, God starts rehearsing some things in my mind. Just preach for just a moment on, Lord, I sure do need some mercy. Lord, I need some mercy. I didn't come down to church on Sunday morning to be seen. Hello, I came to get some mercy. I didn't come to show off a new hairdo. Hey, man, I came to get some mercy. I didn't come so the preacher would see me. I came to get God to give me some mercy this morning. You see, I'm just going to be real with you. I got too many problems that need God's mercy. And I know there's some righteous folk in here that don't need God. And they've just been okey-dokey, holy moly the whole life. But let me just talk to the real people, living in the real world, living in the real flesh. Listen to me real good. If you didn't have mercy, you'd be in bad, bad shape. And there's some things that only God's mercy can fix. Amen. Amen. Lord, I need some mercy. Number one, I want you to notice right quick, if we're going to get the mercy of God this morning, I want you to notice the manufacturer of mercy. For those of you who don't know what that word means, I see some of them young kids, manufacturer. What? The maker of mercy says it is of the Lord's mercies. Amen. As simple as you can get. But it does my heart good to know that I don't need man's mercy when I've got God's mercy. I don't have to rely on a priest to pray me through. I've got God, the Holy Ghost, I can go to. When I've got a problem, I go to the Lord. When I need a solution, I go to the Lord. When I've got a burden, I've got to should go to Jesus. Because can't nobody fix what the Lord can. Can't nobody make what Jesus can. Can't nobody cure what God can cure. I'm so glad that I came to lift my eyes to the hill from whence cometh my help. Because my help cometh from the Lord. Amen. It don't come from a bottle of beer. It don't come from a line of dope. It don't come from something the world's got. Honey, you got a soul problem that only Jesus can fix and only Jesus can cure. I'm so thankful that God is in the mercy business. Amen. Let me say this. The world will offer a temporary solution to a permanent problem. Man's mercy will get you a little bit. I'll loan you some money. That'll get you till tomorrow. I'll be nice to you. I'll fix your flat tire. That'll help you out right now. A temporary solution to a permanent problem. AA, you stay sober for a little while, but you're miserable. You ain't smoking dope, but you're unhappy and you're fighting all the time. Hello? You look good on the outside, but on the inside, you're just empty as you can be. But God offers a permanent solution to a temporary problem. Because ain't no problem too difficult that the Lord can't fix. Ain't no problem too nasty that the Lord can't cure. There ain't an addiction strong enough that the blood can't heal. There ain't a sickness sick enough that Jesus can't fix. I'm so happy that I know God and I know Jesus. And the only problem I've got is I've got to go to God with it. Amen. Where'd mercy come from? The Lord. You don't need me to pray for you. I will. I'll stay till 2 o'clock in the morning praying for you. You got God living inside your heart, honey. And there ain't a problem He can't fix. Amen. One of my friends, his name's Charles Worley. Brother Travis, you know him well. He's an old mountain preacher. Leather lung, crazy joker. I promise you ain't never seen nothing like this. He hacks. Have y'all ever heard of a hacking preacher? This is why I promise you to open the Bible. Take your Bible. Ha. Jesus said, ha. Glory to God. Ha. 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 You think I'm lying? Sound like they're choking something up. I'm thinking, dear God, this man needs some oxygen. This man is so redneck. You ain't never even met nobody redneck. Y'all ever seen that show, Pickers? That ain't nothing. Nothing. No, you got to go to Jerry Springer to find somebody that's redneck. He lives off of Diddly Dadburn Road. Diddly Dadburn Road. I ain't lying. I couldn't make this up. I was in a meeting with him. He says things like words, like with you, did you? Like, you ain't bring your Bible with you, did you? Rednecks got their own language, especially in North Carolina. It's nuts, man. It's crazy. Come on now, we're going to go down there to Walmart. Down there. That's one word, down there. Down there to Walmart, I got to return this battery charger. It don't work. Get in the car. Now, this is a mean man. You don't want to tick off an old redneck preacher. He will whoop you, I promise. So I get in the car to go to Walmart because you can find anything in America in Walmart. You can see Elvis in Walmart sometimes. So we go down there and we walk in. Now, this man's got cowboy boots on. Probably a dip in his mouth. I ain't never seen it. But it would fit. We walk up to the customer service line. He says, "Excuse me, ma'am." I said, "Lord, in Jesus' name, please don't let nothing crazy happen. I don't want to be on Cops. I don't want to go to jail. I got saved out of all that stuff. Please. Please." He said, "You're going to have to take this here battery charger. It's not battery, it's battery charger back. it don't work. And she looked at it and she said, sir, we can't take this back. I'm sorry. Oh, my gosh. Listen, woman, you need to just give this man his money or he's going to blow this place up. No, we can't take it. I beg your pardon, Usagona. That's one word, too. Usagona. Usagona take it. No, we ain't, sir. No, we ain't. She said, looky here. And she pulled out the receipt. And it was a Fred's receipt. This man's about to cuss out all of Walmart, where he pastors. Tried to return a broke charger from Fred's to Walmart. How crazy is that? He said, sir, you got to take this back to who made it. Because we can't fix it. He walked out steaming mad, and then we got to the car. He said, what in God's name was I thinking? I said, I don't know. I guess you got to take it back where it was made. Because who made it knows how to fix it. How crazy is it? He tried to take something back to the wrong place to get fixed. And it never got fixed. How much more crazy is it for you and I to go anywhere else to get fixed but to God? Oh! Hey! We don't need nothing the world's got. We can go to God. We don't need no psychiatrist. We can go to God. We don't need no program. We can go to God. We don't need no pill. We can go to God. Because only God can give you a permanent solution. I'm so glad I know the manufacturer of mercy. Mercy, mercy. And that's Jesus Christ. Author and finisher of my faith. What you been trying to fix? You're unhappy. We try to fill it with things. And they're sitting there at the desk. You can't take this here. You didn't get it here. A Christian can't find joy in the world. It's impossible. It's impossible. But if you bow your head today, say, Lord, you're at the right place now, honey. Number one, the manufacturer of mercy. Let me ask you a question. Where have you been running to cope? See, y'all done messed up. Y'all done invited a crazy ex-drug addict and a crazy ex-person out the world. And some of y'all done been there, so I done know what's going on, so you ain't getting one past me. Amen. Number one, the manufacturer of mercy. Aren't you glad? God in the flesh made a way. Yes. Through the cross of Calvary, yes, for you and I, yes, to know Him. Yes, he manufactured mercy. Yes, where did He make it? On a cross. Yes. They stapled, yes, Him to a tree. Yes. And He, yes, bled for me. Yes. And I'm so glad that He made a way out. Yes. And now I can shout, praise, yes, God. Yes. I just rhyme like four times, man. I'm hooked up. The manufacturer of mercy. Number two, I want you to notice. Amen, son. Praise God. Amen. The manufacturer of mercy. And then number two, the multitude of mercy. Man, I promise you, when I saw this, I about did a backflip. But I can't do a backflip. I just wanted to do a backflip. It's about like watching somebody run in church. I want to run, but running back is what gets me. I don't like running back. Said, it is of the Lord's mercies. It don't take a genius to know mercies is. Go back with me. When you got saved, you was lost, confused, sad, depressed, discouraged, addicted, afflicted, constricted, all kind of messed up. Bad. Anybody was bad messed up. Not just a little, but I was jacked up. Toe up from the flow up.
living my life how I wanted to, trying to fix what the world can't fix, walking along in darkness. And then out of nowhere, the Holy Ghost showed up, knocked the devil right out of me. Wham! I mean, just slapped the devil right out of me. I mean, boom, shakalaka, wham, slap. Saved me so good. I ain't never got over it. I got the Holy Ghost living inside my heart. I got born again. I got saved. I got sealed. I got delivered. And what happened that night? Praise God. I got mercy. I got mercy. You say you talk about that a lot. I know. Problem is some of y'all done quit talking about it. So I got to talk about it for you to make up for the ones that don't talk about it. So just pardon me. If you don't like you to leave, I'll cut the lights out about 2 when we get done. Praise God. I got mercy. Tonight I got saved. And so did you. And if you come this morning, there's mercy. But what happened after you got one? It's like a Krispy Kreme donut. Fresh, hot now. You can't eat just one of them. You might not even be able to get saved if you can only get one of them. You got to eat 4, 5, or 6 of them. And let me say this. You're going to need a whole lot more than just... How many of y'all feel like this? It's not so much what I did before I knew God.
Preacher!
But what I did since I've known God.
Help!
And the devil's doing this right now. He's doing this right now. I can see it. I can just see him walking in and out of here. And he's saying, no, you can't shout. I saw you.
Come on.
You're going to come to church and sing, talking like you talk to other. You're going to come and act like you love God, but I know who you really are. And if you ain't careful, you'll walk around defeated. Sad. With a frown. But what you got to realize, God knew what he was getting before he got you. God knew back then what I'm going to do tomorrow. God knew back then what I was going to do last night. And he still loved me. And he still died for me. I wonder whether there's some people that are getting real happy and real excited about the fact that there's not only mercy to save you, but there's mercy to keep you. I'm so thankful it wasn't just one. It was several. Let me make a statement to help somebody in here. I'm helping myself. Can I just help myself right quick? As long as there's God, there's mercy. As long as there's God, there's mercy. I got saved May 31st of 2007. On my way to hell, I came down to an altar, bowed my head, said, Lord, I need you. And I got mercy. Amen. I got saved, praise God. I might have looked half crazy. I was still bad and messed up, but I was saved. And now I'm walking with the Lord, and I mess up. And I think God's going to cast me out because now I know better. And I think God's going to judge me like a bad father. I think God's going to judge me like a missing mama. Or I think God's going to be mean to me like a friend would. But I went down on the altar, Lord, I'm sorry, I smoked it again. He says, here you go.
Amen.
Lord, I drank it again. Lord, I'm sorry.
Come on.
Every time you come back to God, there's mercy waiting on you. I'm so thankful. I can't run out of mercy. Every time I mess up, there's more coming out. Every time I sin, there's more coming out. I can't outsin God. I'm so thankful for the mercy of God on you. Oh, you might as well just come on and get back with God. You might as well just pour out and say, I need some Jesus. I drank, but I need Jesus. I smoked, but I need Jesus. I lied, but I need Jesus. I'm sad, but I need Jesus. As long as there's God, there's mercy. As long as there's the blood, there's mercy. As long as there's grace, there's mercy. Ain't nothing you gonna do that's gonna keep these things from popping up. Don't worry about it. I'll clean it up at the church. And I'll pay $3 for it. So. That's a defeated Christian. I should. If I'd have just acted different. Maybe she'd still be here. If I'd have just done it different, maybe. And you come to church and you see everybody else enjoy the grace of God. And you sit back there thinking, I messed up. And truth be told, the night He saved you, He knew. How many, you ever felt like you surprised God? You can't shock Him. You mess up and you go to God, Lord, I'm a sinner. And He's like, no. Are you telling me? Are you serious? For real? I didn't even see that one coming. Don't you think God knew all that? Then why have you quit coming? Anybody ever watch basketball? What would you do if you saw Derrick Rose foul? One foul. I'm a fouler. I fouled. I fouled. I quit. And he sits on the sideline because he messed up. And the ref's like, you idiot. If you get five.
Yeah.
Don't quit now.
Right.
Just because you struggle. And let me say this. Sometimes the flesh will win over the spirit. We're human. But the biggest mistake most people make, the only mistake, the only thing that's going to stop this is you quit coming. Because every time you come, Lord, I did it again. Lord, I did it. Lord, I did it. Lord, help me, my family. God's greater than my foolishness. And I didn't do nothing to get mercy, and I can't do nothing to lose it. You didn't do nothing to get saved, you can't do nothing to lose it. How many of you are glad?
Amen. Right. Amen. Amen.
You know what I want to see this week? I'm going to leave this up here. I want some people to come pick one up. Lord, I'm coming to get what you got for me. I've been living how I want to. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I did it again. I'm sorry. Some of y'all so caught up on the trash I'm making. I'm going to clean it up. Your pretty new building, I promise you I'll clean it up. The manufacturer of mercy. The multitudes of mercy. Let me ask you a question. Have you felt like you've done something so wrong for so long that you've somehow lost God's favor and God's love? Why don't you come? We're going to sing something in a minute. We're going to pour our heart out and say, Lord, I need some mercy. And then number three, and we'll close. The manufacturer of mercy, the multitude of mercy, and the ministry of mercy. What is mercy? It is of the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed. It is of God's sheer divine thought towards you and I that I'm even breathing. I woke up this morning because of mercy. I got here because of mercy. Let me say this. The very second God's mercy is lifted off your life, how many of y'all ever
almost shoulda, woulda, coulda been in that car wreck. You had some kind of sickness, but out of nowhere, it's mercy. And the thing is, what this does, this takes the responsibility, not the responsibility, but the action of man off of man and puts it onto God. Because it had nothing to do with you. And a lot of fundamental Baptists hate that. They hate that. There's people that go to church. Well, I drove to church that Sunday. I got saved and I rode all the way down there and I listened to the sermon and I came down front and I read the Bible and I bowed my head and I prayed and I got saved.
Come on. Come on.
No. It was mercy that woke you up to come to church. It was mercy that protected you to get down here. It was mercy that opened them doors. It was mercy that cut the power off. It was mercy that gave you that preacher. It was mercy that protected you to get here. It was the Spirit that got you real good and lost, because you can't get saved till you get lost. I'm so glad that it was mercy that convicted you, and mercy that drew you down, and mercy that gave you the Word, and mercy that saved your soul. The ministry of mercy, that we're not consumed. It protects me when I was foolish. You know, when you was lost. Whoop. I was riding up here and I was thinking, I used to ride around smoking joints. And mercy was protecting me. With a bottle of beer in my hand. And mercy kept the devil from consuming my life.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
That's right.
It was mercy that kept my life from falling off into the abyss of hell. And it was mercy that protects you and I. Kicking up a dust storm in God's face. Now I'm getting married in June.
Amen.
Amen. Going full-time evangelism.
Amen. Amen.
Booked about 6-7 months out. Different church every week almost.
Amen.
Driving up and down the streets. And God will every now and then, psst, you remember? You got a new suit on, preacher boy. You look nice. You got a decent car. You got a nice car. You got a little money in the bank. And the very second I start taking credit for that.
That's right.
You want to know what happened when you got saved? The ministry of mercy. Hunter, get up here. Most people bow right there. Hunter's going to play me. I'm a little bit bigger than you are. But he can preach a whole lot better than I can. Most people think this, when you get saved. This is me, May 31st, 2007. This is you, the night you got saved. Bowing my head, Lord, I'm a sinner. Please come into my heart. Save me by the grace of God. Watch this. I and you are in time. There's a beginning and there's an end. God does not operate in time. God operates in eternity. He can step into one area and step out and back into another. God does not operate in our time. Most people think this. When you get saved, God comes like a bulldozer and cleans out all your sins back to your birth. Here's where I was born. Here's where I'm repenting. Jesus cleans them out. My whole past is gone. My past is erased. Every cigarette, every lie, every sin gone. That's not what happened though.
Come on, come on.
Because I'm in time. Beginning and end. I'm praying. 2007. God does not go to my birth. God is in eternity. God goes to my death.
Come on, preacher!
Oh, man, I wish I could do a backflip.
Come on.
God comes all the way to my funeral.
steps out of eternity into my funeral. Amen. I don't know when it is. It could be today.
That's right.
So hopefully y'all give me some good food before I go.
Amen.
He comes to my funeral. Wherever, whenever, however, I pass. And he gets the bulldozer.
Yeah. Yeah. Come on.
Oh, I like it if you don't.
Come on.
Gets a bulldozer and comes all the way back to me praying. Hello. Hello. All, gets all that.
Come on.
Comes back to when I'm born. And cleans it all.
Yeah.
Come on. Past sin.
Yes.
Present sin.
Yes.
Future sin. I can't out-sin God because he went to my dad all the way to my birth and cleansed me and washed me in the blood of Jesus Christ. But watch this. God operates in eternity. He can be one place and another place at the same time. Watch this. Stay right there, Hunter. He goes to my death. Clears out all my sins. All the way back to my birth. He's in time now. He goes back to a place called Mount Calvary. Where Jesus, the Son of God, God in the flesh, Christ Himself, hung on a cross and died for you and I. You would have died if He hadn't. So God, this is what He does. Takes off the righteousness of Christ. Because sin can't be where righteousness is. Jesus is just too right. He's got too much rightness for any wrongness. So He takes off the Son of God's glory and all my sin from my death to my birth. Puts on the Son of God, and Christ is judged for yours and our sins. Every one of them. Every past, present, and future. Takes the righteousness. Puts my sin. Comes back over.
Come on.
Does a little time travel.
Come on.
I'm praying. A drug addict. Nobody.
Come on.
A drunkard. Liar. Cheater.
Yeah.
Homeless. Reject. Sit up, son. Put on my jacket. Now, I'm no longer an orphan. Somebody has rescued me. Now I'm wearing the righteousness of Christ. Because it's not my good deeds that gets God's favor. It's not my starting something, my stopping something. It's not my ability. It had nothing to do with me. But everything to do with God. And now God's in eternity looking at you and I, and He don't see Hunter. He don't see me. He don't see an addict. He don't see a liar. He sees the righteousness of Christ. He sees the glory of His only begotten Son. And that's what mercy is. The devil can't get me because I'm clothed in righteous garments. Sin can't stop me because I'm wearing what Jesus has. The devil can't take what God produces. For greater is He that is in me and on me than he that is in the world. So the devil's going to try to get him, but he's clothed in righteousness. The world's going to try to stop him, but he's clothed in Jesus. Trials are going to come. But when God looks at you and I, He don't see me. He calls me son. The world always characterizes you by the sins you commit. Liar, cheater, stealer, whore, all that stuff. He don't see that. And when the devil comes, don't take that off. Because if so, you're going to lose your salvation. And we know that can't happen. What is mercy? You're not consumed. Let me ask you a question. The devil been giving you all you can handle. There's people in here right now that feel condemned because of stuff you've done since you've been saved. But the Bible says there's therefore now no condemnation. Why? Because every sin was judged back here all the way. Everybody stand up for me. Go sit down, my friend. Thank you, buddy. Maybe we can get somebody on that piano. I don't know if they're going to sing a song or whatever they're going to do. But I feel like God wants to help somebody in here.
Help.
Can I just be honest? I need some help. I'm not going to lie to you. If God don't do something for you and I, we in bad shape.
Amen. Yes, sir.
How about it, ma'am? How about when you used to come to church and shout? And now you're just fighting back anger at everybody else that does.
Help us.
Why don't you come? They're going to start singing. And get you some mercy. And early